Turn to Psalms 24 real quick, please. This is the second scripture that the Lord gave me just during that last part of worship. Psalms 24. I'll begin reading out the NIV. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. Whew. My God. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. This is for the church. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, where the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, and lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he? This is King of glory. The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Whoever is going through something does not feel that God can bring them out, lift up your head, for the Redeemer draw nigh unto you and restore back everything that is necessary for you, for your destiny. The Redeemer has drawn nigh unto you. He says, lift up the gates, lift up your heads, open up your heart and your spirit and let him in. Let him do the work, the finished work inside of you. Beloved, stand to your feet, stand to your feet, stand to your feet. Once and for all, I blot out the spirit of Amalek that comes from your past. You have been so used to it. You've acclimated to your past, but it is not in your now, nor is it in your future. Let it go and grab hold of your destiny. Woman of God, I've called you to be an intercessor. I've called you to be a dreamer. I've given you visions, beloved, but you must seek my face, says God. Seek my face and turn from the wicked ways of this world. Hear the spirit of God say this: I will blot it out if you let me. If you let me. It's not a lineage. It's not a lineage. It's a learned behavior that has come from generation from generation. But it's not a lineage in you. My lineage, says the Spirit of God, is in you. There's an issue that is going on with your body concerning the blood. There's at times that you taste it. Beloved, I have to declare over your body right now, you are healed under the precious power in the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. Ooh. Look at me. I've cleansed it. I removed it. The next time you go to the medicine cabinet, know that I have already blotted it out. I've removed it, and I have healed you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Have I talked to you about her health? Have you mentioned anything to me about her? When you look at that bottle, you will begin to shake under the power of God, and God's going to tell you, I've done it once and for all. And you can tell Layla, thank you for praying to me, says God. Woo-hoo. Ooh. Stand up, Joel. Stand up. Turmoil and pain. This surrounds you day in, day out. And you think it's you, but it's not you. You're feeling the spirit for the body of Christ. Understand that I've called you, beloved, as an intercessor and a scribe. You will begin to write the things that you feel and understand, that it is about my body and what they're travailing through. You have the pen as the finger of God that is within you. in this season of being brought to a place of isolation and solitude. Whew. I see you in that place, in that nook, that little area. Take the pen, the paper, and begin to write. Because I've called you for this season. Begin to intercede like never before. Let your prayer language begin to change in diverse tongues. It is not you, it is my people that you feel. I speak clarity into your mind and into your spirit. I unclog the depths of the well that God has given you. And I release peace on you that surpasses all understanding. And you shall see. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Huh. Redemption is coming to your whole family. Your whole family. Do not worry about your brother, because he is in my hand, says God. He will not falter and fall away like you have feared. But he will mount up. Whew. On the wings of eagles. Your prophetic eyes, sir, are being opened with the scales being removed to pierce through darkness and pierce through the souls of those that have come under so much demonic influence that I have sent you in to infiltrate, but to bring them out. Huh? That's why he tried to keep you out. He made sure you got in. Your eyes are about to be opened like never before. Like never before. Hallelujah. Stand up, beloved. Stand up. Stand up. What has been lingering over your head in your life for many years is being wiped away. I see the hand of God coming and removing everything. Would you not turn back and be like Lot's wife? Because I want to take you somewhere new. If you let me do it, you'll experience it. Your children will travel with you. Let me do it. And stay focused on me, says the Spirit of God. Seek me in my word. And seek me in prayer. And when I tell you to wake up at night, quit rolling over. Get up. I'm going to talk real talk. Quit being stubborn. We're being stubborn. You ain't going to be able to outstreet God. I've tried. He wants to get you to where you want to be. I see stripes on your shoulders. Follow after God like never before. When you feel that tug to go back, maybe get on the phone and call someone. Because you are not going to pass away. You're going to make it all the way through. Amen? Amen. Stand up, Jonathan. Stand up. Creativity. I see creativity beginning to bubble up inside of you. But then there's also, in that bubbling, there's a taste being removed from your mouth. And it's a new taste that you desire. A new taste. It's not going to be like the old. And it won't be like you know. He's going to download on you what you need. And he's going to begin to switch some things that even Gary's going to say, something's different. Something's different. What do you need from me? You've desired to come out of that. And God's going to make it a way that you can. With a financial blessing before you even leave. Oh, kararabosi kabaya sokoto rararabosi. Bababa sokoto. When you put your life on hold, you're delaying the blessing that God has already released for you. Find your home. Find your home.
I see boxes. Cherie's in the back. Remember I prophesied to her? I see boxes. I start putting stuff in it. Because that's what I see with you. I see boxes. And I see that what's that tape? The packaging tape. Not the clear one, but the other one. I see that one. And you're writing on it because you're moving. You're moving. Oh, carabebo, si, kama masa. Woo! Your father-in-law? Was going to send you money to move. There's going to be some healing that's going to take place there. She's been crying out. She's been crying out. There's going to be some order that's going to come back in. And that influence that is in that house over there where you're at right now, that influence is about to be muzzled. So she can see the hand of God on her. You're about to experience, woo, the goodness of God for your life. The goodness of God. Woo. Ooh. I'm going to stay on a fast all year. I'm just kidding, God. Just kidding. Is it all right as on the fast that we do this every Wednesday? Is it okay that we do the soaking every Wednesday? All right. If there's a teaching, there's a teaching. If there's not a teaching, it's okay. We're okay. Cool with it, right? Okay. We're going to come in. I love the candles. Just don't knock them over like we did a couple years ago. Remember? Wax all over. But we're going to stay in that vein. We're going to stay there. I sense it. I sense it. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. Thank you, Jesus. I heard that. Carla, as I was ministering to him concerning his house, you grabbed hold of it and your husband also grabbed hold of it as well. I felt your spirit say, that's my word. Did y'all do that? See? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong. Hey. Oh. Stand up, beloved. Stand up. Come here, Carl. There's an impartation taking place right now, beloved. Oh, I felt that. Thank you, Jesus. Two things. One, the restoration that she received with her husband. My God, hear this. The redemption draws nigh to you concerning relationship. Secondly, what she grabbed, he grabbed, now watch this, is for you and you. I don't know how this is going to take place, but I do know this. There's an impartation taking place right now in your life. You have been fighting an uphill battle, but God says, I put you in my hands. Now let me take you the rest of the way. I'm going to turn some things around, and you're going to find the very place that I've called for you to be in. And when you arrive there, not only will you know it, but your babies will tell you, this is it. This is it. There's going to be a turn of events in your life. Let it take its course. Stand firm on this word. This word is going to carry you through. This word is going to carry you through. And you're going to see the full manifestation. The full manifestation. Beloved, it's going to be before the summer of this year. I keep seeing the number 6. That's June. The number 6 is June. I release that into your spirit. I release that into your life. And into your life, the manifestation of God's promise and the grabbing of his very word.
I know what I feel. I know what I sense. And know that God is speaking to tell you, beloved, stand firm. Stand firm because you're about to see it. You're about to see it. Amen. 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 Hannah, beloved. I want you to know this. Somehow, through God's good graces, He's going to make a way for you to transition out and into a new place. Because you need it desperately right now. God has been speaking to you quite often in the services because you've been petitioning God from your heart. But you want out so bad that God's going to remove it and take you in to a new place. Baby, that's my word too. That means we're moving. If we're moving, amen. Amen. So don't give up praying just because you haven't seen it yet. As the Bible just said in Psalms 24, O you gates, lift up your heads. Watch and see as God comes to you and fulfills what He has spoken in your life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet. I'm done. I'm done. Stand on your feet. You can hand out envelopes. Yeah, you can hand them out. Thank you, Josh. Thank you. As they're preparing to hand out the envelopes and they're handing them out, how many of you are ready to go to that level with God that He's been calling you? Many of you in this room tonight have been hearing God the past couple of nights call your name. You're hearing your name called out, trying to get your attention. He's saying, wake up, come to me, come to me, come to me. If you would purpose in your heart to get up when He says, my God. For some of you, it's like, I'm always up. It's always up, God. It's when He calls you, get up. Pay attention. Because He really wants to speak something to you concerning where you're going. Amen. I'm believing God that we're going to be out of here this year. I've been believing it ever since we got here. And I ain't stopped believing yet. Amen. All right, with your heads bowed, your eyes closed. Father, I just thank You right now for these precious people, Your children, Lord. I thank You that they're not servants. They're sons and daughters of the Most High God. I thank You, God, that they have the right to ask of You, God, their Father, for the understanding of their season, the understanding of the direction, and the understanding of where You're taking them. So, Father, I just thank You in advance for what You're doing. I thank You that You bless them, You keep them, and allow them to rest in Your presence. That they hear the voice clearly, to understand clearly what You have in store for them. Lord, I thank You for the divine inspiration of the prophetic words that have gone forth. I thank You that they continue to intercede with it and fight with it, Lord, for they overcome by the word of the Lord and by their testimony. Father, I just thank You right now in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said, amen.